Welcome back to DataBAM. This is episode 2, and today we're going to talk about an exciting new improvement coming in SQL Server Denali called Semantic Search. And joining to me today is my friend Michael Reese from the SQL Server Engineering team. Michael looks after all of the rich, unstructured data that SQL Server can manage beyond just your simple relational types. Right, Michael?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome, and welcome to the show. So today we're going to discuss one specific improvement in Denali called Semantic Search, and that improvement leverages some other interesting new capabilities in Denali as well. And this this Semantic Search capability will be of particular interest to developers who build content management functionality into their applications. So this is a new capability coming in Denali. And it's built on top of full-text search.
Correct, yes.
And essentially what we're doing is we're enabling the ability to add a new type of search pattern to the types of searches that you can do against content in SQL Server, right?
Correct, yes.
So we've been doing full-text search for a while, and we've been evolving and improving that over time. And now on top of full-text search, we're also going to offer this capability that we're calling semantic search.
Correct, yes. So in full-text search, you normally analyze the documents a little bit linguistically by doing stemming and removing noise words, etc.
Yeah.
But you're really not concerned about the semantics of the document itself.
Right.
With this search capability, we basically identify the important key phrases, or some people would call them tag clouds,
right,
that are associated with these documents, so that you can actually extract the semantic meaning of the document by analyzing it using semantic search, and also relate documents to each other based on their semantic similarity. So whether one document is similar to another document based on the semantic analysis of these keywords. Now, the interesting aspect of that is that it's being done without actually having a domain expert present that needs to know what these documents is about. It's just using some linguistic analysis and statistical analysis of the data,
right,
to identify what is considered important.
Right.
And then that bubbles up the semantics of what the document is about, because the semantics is the thing that is important.
And this is actually a really hard problem to solve for a lot of web applications, right? If you think about your standard blog, you might go through and tag your blog posts and aggregate those tags up into a tag cloud, but you have to do it manually, and if you got multiple people doing the tags, it's done inconsistently, and it's just kind of a pain. So this capability, that's essentially doing your own ontology, if you will, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so in this case, basically, the ontology will be derived from the language models and that is provided by the database and the database data that you have stored in it.
Right.
And so you get a much more consistent way of looking at those terms that you have inside your document.
Very cool. And it also gives you, from a content management perspective, not just the ability to search across the raw content in your documents, but also to search across the concepts that are represented in them, and then find documents that are related to each other that you may not have realized were related to each other using just standard search technology.
Yes, that's another interesting aspect. If you have an ontology that you pre-populate and pre-create, you only know about what you know. In this case, you might find interesting topics inside your documents that you actually didn't know about that they were there.
One of the things that people tend to say when I show this capability is, oh, this would be great for university professors who are looking to find out if somebody plagiarized someone else's paper.
Yes, that can work as well. Or it can work for people looking at white papers and see that the HA white paper for 2008 is very related to the HA white paper for 2008 R2.
Almost
example.
Identical, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Cool. So the other aspect to this is that this whole statistical semantic search capability is built on top of some other services that really make it possible for SQL Server to manage database blob storage much more efficiently.
Correct, yes. So one of the things that we have done originally when we introduced blob storage inside this database was to add an image or var binary max data type that allows us to store a blob inside a cell.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is that you have to use T-SQL. Most of your blob data is actually in files.
Right.
So you have to move the data out of the file into the database. And then when you want to, for example, serve your images back, you have to move them back into file because the standard apps don't have really a good streaming access to the data inside the database.
They're just using standard SMB style access to files.
Exactly.
Right?
So yeah. What happens is you basically still keep the files on your SMB share and put some link into your database app.
Right. And it's up to you to keep everything tidy. Yeah. Right.
So in SQL Server 2008, we basically improved on that situation by adding the ability to store a var binary max field in a file stream storage container, so to speak, or file group, which gives you the ability to extend streaming access to the data that you have inside the database while still providing all the database services like transactional control and backup restore, etc.
Cool. So SQL Server goes out, grabs some storage away from the file system and uses it to manage the blobs rather than storing them in line with your relational data.
Correct. Use the file system for what it's good at,
yep.
Managing blobs.
Yeah, very cool. So let's drill down into this capability a little bit more, and we'll switch over and show how to actually use this capability. So we're running here in SQL Server Denali CTP3 and Management Studio. And, you know, creating a database that includes content is actually really simple here. We're just going to run a create database command and going to create something called SQL Server Articles to store some white papers. So there's a few things to recognize about this. In particular, the aspect of using a file stream.
Yeah.
So this will give us the ability for any var binary max column to persist that column's data in the file system as opposed to in line with our relational data.
Correct. Yeah? And notice that location, that directory, will be treated like a file group in the SQL context. So
right.
You can do your normal backup restore kind of strategies that you would use.
Right. So backup databases backs up both my database and my blobs that are stored in the file stream. Restore
yes.
database, same deal, right?
Exactly.
And I get you know, the same kind of APIs that I would expect from a Transact SQL perspective active over top of that data.
Exactly. Yeah? It's just a var binary max column from a T-SQL point of view.
Cool. So if we go into Object Explorer, we'll see here we've got our new database, and in there we've got this new node called file table. Right now there's nothing in it, but this is going to be the thing that makes it easy for us to move content in and out of SQL
yeah.
Server. So we'll go ahead and create this.
One of the problems we had with SQL Server 2008 was with the file stream data was that if you wanted streaming access to the data, you actually had to use a special API to open the file.
Yeah.
And that, of course, meant that all your SMB apps couldn't actually take advantage of it. So you couldn't use your favorite image editor or word editor, for example, to
unless you wrote some kind of crazy shim layer to go after
yes,
the data,
and,
right?
Well, yeah. And
nobody wanted to do that.
Nobody
yeah.
built that. So
yeah.
now we are taking care of that for you
yep.
in Denali, which means that if you have such a table that we call a file table, and you notice that we actually don't provide you with a schema, we just give you a keyword.
Create table.
Which will
yep.
imply the schema for that table.
And the schema looks like this. Right? We're specific column structures with specific data types, and you really can't monkey with that.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't. If you want to add additional like information about your files or so, you just create a side table and put
yep.
primary key, foreign key constraints on
right.
it.
Right. Just link up to this. Right?
And if you look at the actual column names, you will notice that these are kind of, it's basically an ID. It's the blob itself.
Which is this file stream column
which
here.
Which is basically stored as a file stream.
Yep.
And then you have all the kind of SMB file, NTFS file properties
right.
that you expect to have when you're dealing with a file system.
So it's both a table here that we can access relationally and
yes.
through our management tools, but we can also go and we can say explore it, and it takes us out and through a standard SMB tool like Windows Explorer, we can see that it's actually exposed as a folder.
Yes. So
right?
basically, that's the other thing that the file table keyword does, is it basically adds additional metadata and hooks into the file system manager, and it allows us to actually treat this table as a normal file folder.
Yeah.
And now you can do whatever you do with file folders. If you want to insert data, you can use T-SQL, say, insert statements, or you can go and drag and drop your documents in.
So let's try that. Let's do a little drag and drop operation here. So I've got a bunch of SQL Server white papers and some folders including that contain other SQL Server white papers. And notice here, I've got a drive mapped over to my SQL Server. And when I go in there, we're going to see that we have one folder for each of our file tables.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So I can just copy and paste my my white papers into that folder, and it's moving our content into SQL Server is as easy as a drag and drop operation.
Correct, yeah? Yes.
So it's very, very, very simple, very straightforward. So once it's in SQL Server, we've seen how we can get access to that from Windows Explorer. We can also get access to that using just standard T-SQL. So here's a query against our file table that'll show us all the new documents that we just moved into our SQL Server database and all those special file table column attributes that we were just discussing.
So basically every row either is a file or a directory.
Right. And we've constructed a file path here for it in our query, so I can just actually go in and open up these documents right out of SQL Server into Word.
Yes.
Right?
And not only that, now you can edit it and save it back. And if you have any, like, for example, full text index created over that data, the index will automatically pick it up and save it back and gives you access to the new data right away.
Awesome. So it's just really, really transparent, really straightforward, solving that kind of barrier of making it difficult to get your content in and out of SQL Server, right?
Correct.
So now that we have our content inside of SQL Server, we want to start exposing some of these rich services over top of it, like full text search and
yes.
like semantic search. So let's go ahead and do some of that. I'll go down here and we'll run some queries here to build ourselves up a full text index. So let me get that going, and then we'll come back and actually look at some of the queries here while the full text index is getting populated. So we'll go ahead and run that. And a couple things to kind of note here. Here's the syntax for creating a full text index. And some things that we might want to point out here are, number one, we're creating this full text index to deal with U.S. English in
yes.
particular, right? So full text indexing and statistical semantic search need to understand the underlying language conventions that are being used for them to operate properly.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you specify that. And then we also are adding a capability here called a search property list. So this gives you the ability to put metadata, essentially, about your documents and then constrain your searches to just that metadata.
Yes. So as you know, all the Office documents and most of the documents you have these file properties like title, author, etc.
Yep.
And with the new capability in Denali that you can do basically property search queries, you now can restrict your queries, for example, to just look for documents containing certain keywords in the title and
right.
not in the whole document corpus.
Very cool. So our queries run, and probably that we don't have a ton of data in here, so that
yeah.
full text index is probably ready to roll. So here's an example of exactly what you were just talking about, Michael. We're going to do a full text search now against all those white papers that we moved into our file table, and we're going to use document properties to constrain the search to just that title
yes.
metadata, right? Which is a really important concept for document management, to be
Correct.
Able to have
yes.
metadata about it. So here's all of the results
you might
here.
You want to switch to...
Oh, yeah, switch over. You're not seeing the query that I'm running. So we've just run a full text search here. We've constrained that full text search to our property list, and we're specifically looking at that title property, right? So that's a nice new capability that we're introducing in full
yes.
text search in Denali. Very cool. So how about the statistical semantic search capabilities? Once we've loaded these white papers in, I can go in and find out all across all of the white papers that we've loaded what the most common concepts
yes.
are, key phrases in
So what we did basically is we exposed the index information that we gathered during the indexing phase and exposed them through tabled valued functions. So that means that now you as a programmer can take the data that is available in those predefined user-defined or system-defined tabled valued functions and do whatever you want with it. So in this case, for example, we write some simple SQL queries to order the key phrases by their score.
So here we have essentially a tag cloud that represents all our SQL Server white papers and the concepts that are in them, right?
Correct.
And then the rank for those concepts, right? So most of these are all SQL Server white papers, so that's probably the highest rank. And then
hopefully, yes.
Yeah, we go all the way down to the bottom and we'll see some other things here that don't have quite so high of a rank, right? And this will be consistent these concepts that get extracted across all of our documents, so we don't have to worry about that inconsistency of applying an ontology. Right?
Yeah, exactly, or that I miss something in one document.
So that's very cool. So what kind of apps can you build over top of this? We're going to actually show you a sample now called My Semantic Search. And we hope to actually ship this sample on CodePlex in the next couple of weeks. And what this application does is it scans your SQL Server instance for any database that has a file table in it, right? And once you've found that that database with the file table, will automatically go to the first one, and we'll show you the content that's in it. So here's all of my content from my white papers that I've loaded up into SQL Server. And if I click on a single one, we then, you know, redo the tag cloud there on the right to represent just the tags that are inside that particular document, right? If I go in here and search this thing by name, I can do some other things. So here's a white paper that I helped write on data tier applications in SQL Server 2008 R2. So if I write on that, my tag cloud readjusts itself. You can see as well, we have another visualization here that shows you the tag cloud in grid form if you don't like the graphical view of it. And then the really cool thing here is as soon as I click on this, I can come down here and find related documents. So the white paper that I wrote on data tier applications has another white paper here called Application and Multi-Server Management that's very similar. Right,
yes.
And it's got a correlation of about 47, a rank
units.
Of about 47 units. Right,
yeah.
So this would be the most similar white paper to the one that I wrote in this particular document library.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So this is the kind of dynamic content management and content search capabilities that you can enable with statistical semantic search.
Just imagine that these are not like static white papers, but emails that are coming in or news reports and so on. And you can actually see, based on the analysis, what is important based on those documents.
It's a good point. This is kind of a static set of content, stuff that was written in the past. But content's also very dynamic, right?
Correct,
it can come in from a variety of sources. So if you're wondering why the heck you might want to actually put your content into SQL Server, hopefully we've shown you some reasons why. These rich services that we're exposing in full text search and statistical semantic search, and also the fact that we're doing it in a way that really works from a database management perspective by doing a great job of implementing underlying services like file stream and file table. So Michael, I wanted to thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
There's just a few things to wrap on here. There's our some resources for you if you're interested in learning more about statistical semantic search. We'd like you to download SQL Server Denali CTP3. So the link there for the CTP3 download is microsoft.com/Denali. You can also watch my blog on MSDN. And up there, we're going to announce the release of that My Semantic Search sample that we just showed you on CodePlex. Additionally, we'll have some hands-on labs for learning how to use the rich unstructured data functionality in Denali in the SQL Server Denali training kit, which is due out later this month. And then finally, the SQL Server Full Text Search team, which includes this new statistical semantic search functionality, has a great blog up on MSDN called SQL FTS. So you can watch what's happening there in terms of managing all that rich content using full text search and statistical semantic search. So again, Michael, thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll see you on the next episode of DataBound. Have a great day.